Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Another week, and abortion is illegal in the great state of Wisconsin. Happy Monday to you, Fancy Brian. Welcome back, you big galoot. I can't hear you, fella. Someone turn on the microphones.
It sure is Monday, isn't it?
Oh, it feels like a Monday.
Oh, it does.
You got a haircut, fella. Looking handsome.
I have lost weight, and I got a haircut, which makes me look like I lost weight.
Oh, well. You're looking svelte. I have lost weight, literally, just a couple pounds. Not a lot, but enough to encourage a chubby guy like me. So I'm good, in the right direction.
Good for you. Good stuff.
You know, I was holed up in a hotel room the last number of days. As you well know, a double convention week for yours truly. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Convention, first one I've ever been to, maybe the last. Not my favorite convention ever. I'm not a big conventioneer sort of guy. But, you know, made a couple of friends and saw some old friends and literally saw some old friends from, like, college days that are still working at the ABC affiliate in La Crosse that I used to work at. And the fact that they remember me is shocking. Shocking that I left any sort of impression.
Wow, that's pretty cool, though. I mean, those jobs don't turn over very much. That's why it's hard to get into the business a lot.
I bumped into a lot of people I worked with in La Crosse. I never would have guessed. And perhaps it's because the convention was in La Crosse. You know, the hometown TV station said, okay, everybody go. But, you know, a bunch of them, man. It's like, wow. Wow, I knew people. So still won't convince me to go back to a second convention. But maybe if they go back to La Crosse, it's beautiful there. It's God's country. And the second convention I attended was the Democratic Party convention. The DPW convention, Democratic Party of Wisconsin. So we will do some recapping on that. But first, right off the top, I'm going to need you to take a couple of show notes here. Super urgent J6 hearing's been inserted into the live lineup tomorrow, Fancy Brian. I understand there's new evidence they're going to present.
Certain things have come to light, and we will be ready, and we will be live and broadcasting whenever that is on.
You know what that's got to be? I mean, the only reason to drop it like it's hot is because you got new tapes. And the new tapes, I think, are probably from the documentarian, and that documentarian wants to drop his, documentary. So, you know, they want to use the evidence, the interviews, the raw footage, then, you know, let the guy make a buck on his efforts. But Fancy Brian, it's dropping tomorrow. High noon, we're going to play it live right here on Devil Radio in the Shaw. So, you know, democracy, it sneaks up on you sometimes with the J6 hearing. And I'm looking forward to that. Also looking forward to an appearance from Wisconsin's current Attorney General, Josh Call, joining us at 4:30 today. Josh Call, it's been too long, didn't sneak him in at the convention. So we're going to sneak him in today. Obviously, in part, he will have to comment on the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And we have gone back effectively 100 plus years here in the state of Wisconsin. The law, the governing law in the book, well, maybe not 100 plus, 150 plus, something like that. We're back being governed by an 1849 law. And I'm not great at doing math on the radio, but I think it's 2022. That's a long time ago. I'm not going to count the years, but that's a lot of years. And there's not a lot they can do about it. I'm talking about on a state level. So anyways, we're going to get the reactions, and we're going to have a couple of hot takes from the state convention. And I'm going to tell you, man, I think there were definitely some winners. And, you know, you're listening to one of the winners. You are all winners for tuning in to the live convention coverage. Appreciate our fine sponsor, Chad's Design Build Locally, for sponsoring the big convention coverage. And we were happy to provide it. That's not my first Dim Party convention rodeo. I've been to a lot of those suckers. I think like at least 8 concurrent conventions. Now, they skipped with the pandemic, but wasn't like we weren't willing to participate. So anyways, went and partied my ass off in La Crosse with all the good Dems. And it was an engaged convention. I mean, in light of the fact that Roe v. Wade overturned on Friday going into convention weekend, I think the Dems noticed. I think they noticed. I hope the broader electorate noticed. But let me tell you a couple of early hot takes, a couple of Crudy's first thoughts. Mandela Barnes won the straw poll. And if they were all competing for something fancy, Brian, it was to win that straw poll. And Mandela won. And it was a narrow victory, but, you know, in the box score, he won by 2. He beat Godlewski by only 2 votes in the straw poll. But the headline says, Mandela Barnes won the straw poll, right?
That's a huge gap she overcame to do that.
Well, the second place, I think, is a strong showing for Godlewski's campaign. In a distant third was the campaign of Lasry. And he was not apparently as inspiring in the room. I would say probably most of the people that stuck around for the speeches on Sunday, and I did. I did my job. I got up and checked out of my hotel room and went over and plopped down in the back of the room. You know, I like the back of the bus, back of the class, back of the convention hall. And I watched the fine speeches, and some of them were fine speeches. And some were less fine. And one was downright crazy. Just back guano. But anyways, Mandela Barnes won the straw poll. And that's the most important part. That's the only takeaway. For most of the people that did not attend, they're just going to hear Mandela won. And, you know, good for him. He's the front runner. Until somebody beats Mandela, he is your presumptive nominee. And I know they're all trying, but right now, Mandela, he's in first place. You got to knock off the king. And Godlewski came close. She gave a good speech. She was wearing hot pink, you know, in deference to Roe, I suspect. She is the only female candidate in the field, in the U.S. senatorial field, from Wisconsin. I believe Politico had an article already today about, you know, will Roe v. Wade shake up this race? And they did talk about the Wisconsin race. Now, Ron Johnson, the incumbent senator, well, he celebrated Roe. Celebrated the overturning of Roe, that is. And the Democrats, they were, let's just say, quite critical of Ron for that and many, many reasons. But Mandela sounded good. Godlewski sounded good. But Tom Nelson probably won the speeches. If anybody presented the best, it was Tom. I thought he was clever. I thought he was funny. I thought he had the best speech, for what it's worth. Now, the straw poll was probably already cast. By the time the speeches were actually given, that was more of a beauty contest. You know what they do, Fancy Brian? Well, it was late night with Lasry. They had the hospitality tent, and they plied you with the booze or the pizza or whatever it is they had, because I didn't actually go in the late night with Lasry party tent. Or sweet hospitality suite, if you would. And the Godlewski team, they had Bloody Marys in the morning. And I'm thinking, man, I could use one of those, but I got a long drive back from La Crosse. I'm not going to start boozing right in the morning.
She knows her audience, though.
I thought it was a thoughtful, you know, eye-opener, because many of the conventioners were out like we were until the wee hours. So the Sunday morning, she had the Bloody Marys. And Tom Nelson had a beer analogy. And, you know, he told the story, and he was telling the story of him as a beer. And he represented himself with a spotted cow. And then he described the other candidates in the race. and the U.S. senatorial race is, you know, more of your corporatist Bud Light kind of beers. And I'm not a big fan of the Bud Light, so I thought, you know, if I was going to pick, you know, like a off national brand beer, you don't want to do Miller Light because that's based in Wisconsin. And I think the implication, you know, sort of a backhanded lassery, you know, you move into our state and you think you're a hometowner, but you're not. Now, many could probably claim the hometown mantle. I mean, Mandela's a lifelong Wisconsinite. Gadlewski grew up in Great Bay. Tom, obviously, claims his own Wisconsin roots. But it was his speech and his presentation. And Fancy Brian, he did a hell of a job. I thought he had the best speech, Nelson. And after Nelson was done, I promptly walked out of the arena because I had seen enough. I had either spoken to or seen all the speeches. I saw the four major candidates, plus the crazy. And as I came walking out the back, you know, I snuck out the back because I sit in the back, as is Crudy's habit. And who should come walking down the hallway but the fresh from the stage Tom Nelson. And once upon a time, I saw a candidate coming right off the stage. And as fate would have it, I also crossed paths with that candidate. And that candidate was gubernatorial nominee Mary Burke back in, I believe it was 2014, our first official convention. And Mary saw me, and she'd appeared on the show a few times. I liked Mary Burke. I think the best speech she ever gave was in concession. But Mary Burke said, "Well, hey, Crudy, you saw the speech. How'd I do?" I said, "Mary, I'd give you a solid B." And, you know, it wasn't the lifting pat on the back attaboy that maybe she was hoping for. But, you know, it was an honest answer. So anyways, I saw Tom Nelson coming down the hallway at the convention center in La Crosse. And, you know, gave Tom a, you know, he's walking. Now he's got his show props, right? He's got his Miller, or pardon me, his Bud Light. And he's got his Spotted Cow. So I walked up to Tom and I gave the old attaboy on the shoulder and I said, you know, hell of a speech, damn fine speech, something of that effect. And Tom said, "Thanks, man." And he handed me the Spotted Cow. So I have the official Tom Nelson prop Spotted Cow. It's right there. I haven't even drank it yet. So, you know, I'm going to hold it near and dear, at least till the primaries. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. It's a Monday.
Man, I've got certain information, all right? Certain things have come to light.
Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
The suspense is terrible.
He's going to go this time.
I hope it'll last.